Delegates at this year's Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, convention in Whistler dealt with hundreds of resolutions. Below are some of the resolutions that passed as part of a bloc. The full book of resolutions can be found on the UBCM's website. Extreme heat response resolution from Delta. The resolution requested the BC government recognize extreme heat events as public health emergencies, similar to the extreme weather response program, and fund local government response measures to ensure the public has access to cooling centers and other assistance during extreme heat events. The BC Coroner's Service attributed 526 deaths to the extreme heat events experienced in southern BC between June and August 2021. Support for at-risk seniors at home resolution from Delta. The resolution said there is a small but growing number of seniors who live in their own homes and also experience economic, mental and physical hardship, but for whom emergency supports are much more challenging to find. The UBCM asks that the provincial government review the resources available to such individuals, identify service gaps, and implement measures. Hospice Services Resolution from Gibson's. The UBCM called on the provincial government to recognize the established place of hospice societies in the continuum of palliative care and bereavement support. It asked that a funding model be developed to provide annual operational funding to community-based hospice societies for programs and services. The resolution encouraged local governments to also contribute financial support to hospice societies within their communities. Expanding the Child Care Sector Workforce Resolution from Burnaby. The resolution asked the Provinceto accelerate its early care and learning recruitment and retention strategy, including implementing a publicly funded, competitive and equitable wage grid for early childhood educators that recognizes staff qualifications and experience, creates a barrier-free path with specific supports for those who currently work in the child care sector without formal qualifications, i.e. family-licensed child care, to obtain an early childhood educator credentials, and provides wages, benefits, and working conditions that are competitive with other positions with similar education, experience and responsibilities. The resolution further asked the province to expand the implementation of 24-hour and extended-hour childcare centers to improve access to affordable and quality childcare. Aid for Elderly Renters Resolution from Richmond. UBCM urged the provincial government to provide an increase to the maximum rent ceilings and monthly payment amounts through BC Housing Shelter Aid for Elderly Renters Program. The resolution notes the program as an important support within the housing continuum for many seniors but said provincial funding for the program has remained stagnant since 2018. It said the program's current rent ceilings and monthly payments don't reflect increasing housing costs for renters in many communities. It further asked that the province ensure the program would receive regular increases to its maximum rent ceilings and monthly payments in subsequent years. Alternative Crime Reduction Strategies Resolution from Powell River. The resolution noted a public perception that property crime, street crime and disorderly conduct are increasing, resulting in decreases in quality of life and confidence in the justice system. It said property crime, street crime and disorderly conduct arise from a complex set of conditions engendered by addiction, homelessness, poverty and illness. However, it added there is also a public perception that the justice system makes decisions in relative isolation from the community and views property crime as a nuisance rather than a crime. In turn, this creates a revolving door for repeat offenders with few funded options for alternative crime reduction strategies, the resolution stated. It asked the UBCM to work with the province to encourage and to fund alternative crime reduction strategies including justice, health and social services systems, and municipal police to work more closely together, provide residents, businesses, and other community members with opportunities to participate in the justice system, and identify and separate offenders who could be helped by treatment, services and supports from those who should be in jail. Sustainable Funding for Libraries Resolution from Okanagan-Similkameen Regional District. This resolution asked the province to ensure long-term funding for public libraries in BC. It said BC libraries are largely financed by levies paid by local governments, and that provincial library funding has remained stagnant for the past decade. The resolution said public libraries are central to communities, providing equitable access to vital resources, including internet, computers, digital library tools, and in-person services from expert staff. It noted public libraries provide British Columbians with low-barrier services that support job seekers and small businesses, that increase literacy in communities, that advance reconciliation with Indigenous peoples, and that promote equity and inclusion. BC Ferries Advisory Council Resolution from Dijing Guides. The resolution from the Haida Gwaii community, formerly known as Queen Charlotte, urged the province to commit to establishing an independent coastal ferry advisory council to complement the existing regional ferry advisory committees, with representation from coastal business, labor, local governments and First Nations. The resolution set an equitable, transparent, accessible and consistent consultation process for adjusting sailing service levels with system users, stakeholders and taxpayers as non-existent. The UBCM conference wraps up September 16. J.H. Ainsworth at Glacier Media. Catwitter.com/Janeswo.